Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today's sermon addresses a matter that's important to each one of us here. Would you read together with me the sermon's title? Afraid? Based on Matthew 10 and also Philippians 4, the epistle reading for today, listen to these verses. Paul writes, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests be known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Today, I invite you to follow the sermon outline provided for you on your handout as we consider the theme and the question, afraid? Well, someone has once said that a person either has to be a little afraid or a little stupid these days. There are the nagging little fears. The kids are out too late and haven't phoned. Mom and dad aren't getting along. The bank account isn't what it should be. That important letter hasn't arrived in the mail. My grades in school aren't what I want them to be. But then there are the bigger fears. What am I going to do with my life? How about the terrorism and unrest among the nations? That hospital lab report that didn't bring the good news I was hoping for. The question of, am I really ready for retirement? Am I really ready for the process of aging and my own death? There may be much to be afraid of today. But here's my question for you. Is there much fear of the Lord? Or has our society, our church, or have we personally made God so tame, so irrelevant, so boring, that there's nothing in Him to fear? The key question of today's sermon is this. What will define your life? The fear of God or worldly fear? What is the fear of the Lord? The scripture tells us the fear of the Lord is freedom. Psalm 111 verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Proverbs 10:27 says, "The fear of the Lord add years to your life." Proverbs 15:16 says, "Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil." Now listen very carefully to this next statement. When the Bible speaks of the fear of the Lord, it does not mean to be afraid of Him. Fear of the Lord in the Scripture means reverence or awe or respect. A reverence and an awe and a respect for God's presence in our lives brings freedom and faith, obedience and joy, confidence and boldness. But on the other hand, there's worldly fear. What is worldly fear? It's not freedom. It is paralysis. Let me explain. In January 1960, an astounding event happened in a little village in Ukraine. A smelly little wretch of a man named Grisha Sikalenko appeared one morning before his shocked neighbors. They had all thought that 15, 18 years earlier, he had died a hero's death in World War II. Actually, the night that he went off to war, he deserted and he sneaked home. His mother made for him a hiding place under the manure pile in the back of their family's goat shed. His mother then for 18 years brought him two meals a day as Grisha Sinkalenko lived 18 years under that manure pile in a living grave. Winters, he almost froze. Summers, he almost suffocated. Year after year, he lived in a hole in the ground underneath that manure pile, paralyzed with fear, throwing away his life, afraid what would happen to him if he were discovered. Finally, on that January morning of 1960, Grisha Sinkalenko came out. But he learned that his fears were groundless. The statute of limitations had long declared him forgiven and immune from punishment. Only his fear imprisoned him all those many years in a living grave under a manure pile. Has anyone here this morning? And if you're fading out, now's the time to fade in. Has anyone here this morning been needlessly paralyzed by worldly fear? Today, Jesus has good news for you. The good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is indeed He has died upon the cross to pay for your sins. He rose from the grave to give you the gift of heaven. That is to be sure, but now listen carefully. The gospel is even more than that. The gospel is also the good news that God, the Holy Spirit, who lives in us by faith as we trust in Jesus, empowers us to leave our prisons of fear and to live in God's power and freedom. One day, Jesus' own disciples were very much afraid. They had that worldly kind of fear that paralyzed them. We read in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus said to them, "Therefore, do not fear them, because whatever I tell you, speak. Whatever you hear from me, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, they cannot kill the soul, but rather fear God. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from the will of your Father in heaven. Do not fear, therefore. You are of much more value than many sparrows." The disciples were afraid of living for Jesus and being His spokesman in a hostile world. These disciples lived in a world that ridiculed and were hostile to the followers of Jesus. Does that sound familiar today? Jesus was sending them out as witnesses to their neighbors, to their relatives, to their communities, to their marketplaces, to their places of government. And they were just common men, fishermen, uneducated men. They were afraid of the powers that be, the ruling Jewish council, the Roman government all around them. They were in a low point in their fear of the Lord. They lacked confidence in God's strength. So Jesus gave to them, and thank God by giving it to them, He gave it to us, words of comfort and challenge. They're in your sermon outline. Three times in these short verses, Jesus says, "Fear not." First, He tells His disciples, "Fear not, because you do not walk alone." In Matthew 10, 26 and 27, Jesus says, "Therefore, do not fear them, but whatever I will give you to speak, speak. Whatever you hear from me, preach on the housetops." Jesus says, whatever you undergo, you are not alone. In this hostile world of sin, in this hostile world where many have turned away from God's truth, Jesus says to you, you do not walk alone. Did you hear Him? you do not walk alone. Hear this message today as the Holy Spirit whispers to your heart. And then, as Jesus says, proclaim it from the housetops. You do not walk alone. Next, Jesus tells his disciples, fear not, because you are in God's hands. Verse 28, Jesus says, do not fear those who kill the body, that cannot kill the soul, but rather fear God. Jesus is very realistic here. He says, yes, there are those people. And yes, there are those problems that can and will harm you. But don't give your fear to them so that they control you. Rather, he says, fear God. That is, revere God and entrust your life into the hands of Him who alone has real control over body and soul, now and for all eternity. Look at the Advent wreath, a constant reminder that we are now in the season of Advent, soon leading to the time of Christmas. And in Advent, we focus on the coming of our Lord at Christmas time. That's to be sure. But especially the coming of our Lord as the judge at the end of the world. This humble baby laid in the manger with his tiny hands reaching out to his mother is the same Lord who demonstrated at the cross and empty grave that he has power over sin, power over death, power over the devil, and he will one day come as the judge of all mankind. He is the one whom Luther's catechism says we are to fear and love and trust above everything else. You are in his hands, Herb. You are in his hands, Anna. You are in his hands, Patricia. The same hands that created the universe. The same hands that reached out to Mother Mary from the cradle. The same hands that were nailed to the cross. The same hands that burst forth from the tomb. The same hands that will judge the world at the end of time. The same hands that will one day welcome you home to heaven forever. Next, in today's passage in Matthew 10, Jesus tells his disciples, fear not, you are precious to God. Fear not, you don't walk alone. Fear not, you are in God's hands. And finally, fear not, because you, yes, I'm talking about you way in the back, you are precious to our Lord. Jesus says, fear not, are not two sparrows sold for one penny? Not one of them falls to the ground apart from the will of your Father. Do not fear, therefore, you are of much more value than many sparrows. In a moment of tender compassion, Jesus tells his disciples and tells us that little sparrows at that time sold two for a penny, but they were so beloved to Almighty God, He knows when each one of those are born and when each one of those dies. And how much more, does Jesus say, are you, how much more are you precious to God than that? Don't you ever believe the lies of this sinful world? Don't you ever believe the lies of the devil which whispers into your ear, you are insignificant. You are unimportant. If you ever doubt your worth to Almighty God, look no farther than the cross. See there how precious you are to God. See there the price paid to forgive your sin, to win your salvation. Today our message is proclaiming one central truth. I said it to the children. I'll say it again to you today. The fear of God dispels worldly fear. A humble reverence of God and trust in His care for me is the best antidote there is to anything in this life that brings us worldly fear. The biblical kind of fear, reverent trust in God, gives us what the Bible calls the peace that passes all understanding. Listen again to this theme verse for the sermon. By the way, look, it happens to be a verse that's framed and sitting on my office desk. I see it every day. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Well, the disciples of Jesus must have taken his words to heart about fearing God and not fearing man. They must have learned that a reverent trust in God produces an internal strength to help them stand up to anything this world would throw their way. How do we know? Listen carefully to how the very enemies of the once timid and fearful disciples now describe them after Jesus' resurrection. From Acts 17:6, we read, "These are the men who have turned the world upside down, and now they have come here too." Ha ha, now who's afraid? Our loving Lord would have each of us learn this lesson in the season of Advent, just before Christmas. The fear of God dispels worldly fear. When our heart is filled with a humble reverence for God and a trust in His care for me, there is no longer any room in my heart for worldly fear. The fear of God, a reverent trust in our Lord, whose faithfulness can always be counted on. In conclusion to our sermon about trusting in God's faithfulness, it brings to mind that water geyser called Old Faithful. How many here have ever seen Old Faithful, the geyser? A few hands. You'll find this hot water geyser in the U.S. state of Montana. I actually saw it for the first time a handful of years ago when Beverly and I were traveling. The geyser is called Old Faithful. Do you know why? Because of how dependable it is. Other water geysers shoot up their hot streams of air and hot steam and water unpredictably. They can't be measured. But Old Faithful the geyser shoots up a stream of boiling water 170 feet into the air every 65 minutes, day in, day out. Talk about faithful. What a wonderful picture of our faithful Lord. We can always depend on Him. He's faithful. He's true. He's powerful. He is loving. You can entrust your life and all its concerns into His strong hands. You can give to Him your reverent trust and fear. Today you can declare, "Dear God, I am not afraid because I truly fear you." In the name of Jesus, amen.